Baseball season is starting to wind down a little bit at the major league level, but we're just kind of getting into it here locally because, of course, we've got the Grizzly baseball season, that the truncated version in the fall, and, of course, the full season that comes along in the springtime. But we have other things going on around the Grizzly baseball program, including a ballpark. And our guest today, Kadem Tharp, the head coach of the Grizzly program, and also we have Robbie Kreitzen here with us to talk as well. But we're going to start with Coach Tharp, and we spoke to him a few weeks ago a little bit about his baseball team. So just an overview as we start this year, Coach. You got a lot of new faces, lots and lots of kids that have moved into the program, and baseball is a numbers game. You want to have lots of players, and I know that as you go into a brand new year, you're always looking to replace good kids and trying to fill those holes and create more better players, right?
This year, I think we brought in a pretty good young, talented group, and then we have a group of returners that are really excited about the season. So they've been pushing each other pretty hard this first 3 weeks. It's been fun to watch.
This program has given an opportunity for a lot of young players to keep playing the game of baseball, and that includes a lot of local kids too, and that's something a lot of people have been attracted to the program by.
Yeah, I think I get asked that question quite a bit, if we have any local boys, and for me, locals, anyone in this seven county area. I mean, we have three Mountain Grove kids that I think are gonna be able to help us this year, and Riley Summers is coming back. He's a West Plains native, doing a great job. And, you know, one of our biggest recruits is a kid at West Plains High School right now. We're still trying to get him to come next year. So there's a lot of good baseball in the area. I just don't think they get seen as often. Mm-hmm. And we kind of provide an option for them to not have to travel 4 or 5 hours away from home.
You know, it's funny. If somebody can really play, if you're a ball player, and people may say, well, you're down here in West Plains, no one's ever going to find you down here. That is wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Very wrong. I mean, West Plains, for sure, I mean, they play in that Springfield Conference and all their sports. So every time they go play one of those schools, who knows what coaches are going to be there.
People know.
People know, exactly. I mean, it's just really good baseball in that area, too. Now, some of these 1As and 2As, you know, they might have a little more trouble with it. But if you're good in this area, there's someone talking about you. I get calls all the time from small schools. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a kid throwing 89 at Thayer last year that we were trying to get to play.
Mm-hmm. Also here in the studio with us is, call him Mr. Baseball. That was yeah. That was Bob Uecker. He's not around anymore. We can call Robbie Kreitz Mr. Baseball.
Pretty
How
close.
You doing?
I'm good.
Good to talk to you. Baseball is something you love, isn't it?
Yes. Never was very good at it, but I liked it.
Well, we can probably say that about a whole lot of things in life. But when it comes to baseball, you've been involved, of course, with the high school program and the lower levels, too, and now with the Grizzly program. And one of the things that the Grizzly program was facing was basically just having a home. So what's the status of the ballpark?
Correct. So a few years ago, several of us started the West Plains Area Dugout Club and got registered as a 501c3 nonprofit, just to help local schools with fundraising efforts. That got combined with a donation from the Peters family to acquire land and build a field for the Grizzlies. So we took that on, and it's a local effort, community effort. There's no state dollars, tax money being used on it. It's a local effort.
So what is the difference going to be? Now, we've been playing games at the high school field.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, and you look at that ballpark and you think, that's a pretty good size field. And then one of these JUCO kids gets a hold of one with an aluminum bat, and you think, it probably needs me. Are the dimensions going to be much different?
Yes. We will be 330 down both foul lines and 400.
That's legit.
400 to center field.
Yeah.
Versus most high school fields around here. 350, 380 on the big side.
Yeah. So what's the status of the field right now?
Grass is growing, we believe. Of course, we had to do all the dirt work, get the field laid out. We just awarded a bid on the fence. We have a company out of Hardy, Arkansas that is building the infield, meaning the batter's box, pitcher's mound, laying out the bases. irrigation is in the ground. If you drive by, you can see the watering on the timers. So it's getting there. We had a really wet spring and early summer.
Right.
Put us behind a couple of months. If it weren't for that, we would probably be practicing on it right now, but it is what it is.
Right. Robbie Kreitz talking here, talking about Grizzly baseball, and so it would appear that do you have a target date when you're hoping to?
We definitely plan on being on the field for the first games in February.
So, Coach Starp, it sounds like you're going to be emphasizing a little bit more keeping the ball down for another season over here.
Yeah, it's if we can get on there in the spring, which is the goal, it'll definitely help some of our pitching numbers. Because like you said, you come out to Zizzer Ballpark, and it's beautiful, and it was great for them to let us play there when we could last year. But, yeah, there's some balls that leave there that don't leave a lot of the places I've ever been at that kind of put us in a tough spot. But this place will be more of a pitcher's park, and I've been selling it as that to the recruits we've been starting with in 26s and 27s and, you know, speedy outfielders, and it'll be something our guys can get used to and have a home field advantage, which a lot of people don't really understand how big of a deal that is.
Sure.
But, yeah, we're super excited. There have been so many people that helped on that. And just to have something these guys will be able to go out to every day and hit and pray and not worry about a time or getting when they got to be off and stuff like that. It's very exciting.
Let's tell people if they are interested in the Grizzly program, maybe a player out there that is looking for a place to play, how can they go through that process or what do they have to do to maybe talk to you about it?
My email is on the website. I try and answer every email. For any prospective student athlete, we have prospect camps. We're actually probably going to post one here next week for a new prospect camp coming up where guys can come out. And we get kids from those. We have three kids off this team from the one we did this summer. And then video. That's probably the thing that a lot of these kids take for granted is they basically have a video camera in their pocket at all times. So if you've got video, you can send it to me anytime. And, I mean, that's about the best way.
Head Coach Caden Tharp of the Grizzlies and Mr. Baseball Robbie Kreitz, thank you both very much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.